Happiness is apparently hard to come by in China. At least that's the view of the country's best-selling book last year. It's called China is Unhappy. Now, people all over China are trying to figure out how their fellow citizens can become happier. NPR's Louisa Lim reports from Beijing.
These are the happy hosts of a show called Happy China, a Chinese language program. But how happy is China? Surveys are confusing. 87% of Chinese people are satisfied with the way things are going in their country, according to a Pew Global Attitudes survey. That makes China the most satisfied country by far out of all they surveyed. But then look at a European Union survey. It placed China at 128 out of 150 countries in terms of happiness. And one recent survey of 50,000 college students showed a surprising level of gloom.
60% people not very happy about their life, and the sources of that is the mistrust of the government.
Kai-Ping Peng from UC Berkeley worked on that student survey. He says inequality and environmental issues were other major sources of unhappiness, as well as the lack of channels for expressing dissatisfaction.
This society emphasized stabilities. This society emphasized too much harmonies. So the ways they do that is by heavy-handed control. So try to put everything down or swept under the rug without solve the problems. People in China need to have channels that people can openly express dissatisfactions.
In recent months, China's seen a shocking outlet to that dissatisfaction. A series of 6 stabbings in schools this year, leaving 20 people, mostly children, dead and more than 80 injured. While this is clearly a mental health issue, the Chinese press is also labelling it social terrorism. Zhang Jianxin, the deputy director of the Chinese Academy of Sciences Institute of Psychology, outlines the profile of a social terrorist.
It's someone who can't resolve their problems, who receives no sympathy or help from society, and who might start thinking of revenge. And the simplest way of taking revenge on society is to target the weakest members of society, children.
So how to decrease that social alienation and build a happier China? At a recent conference here, psychologists tried to address this problem. One answer is that money can buy happiness here. According to research, for those Chinese earning less than $450 a month, every extra cent increases their happiness. Beyond that, it becomes more complex. Psychologists say the foundations for happiness include political and social participation and good governance. And one city is trying, in true Chinese top-down fashion, to make its citizens happy. Happy Jiangyin is the name of the project. Instead of just aiming for economic growth, for the past 4 years, this wealthy city in Jiangsu province has come up with a list of magic ingredients it believes add up to happiness. Besides healthcare and employment, it has such diverse targets as how much people should donate to charity and how many sports facilities there should be per head per square meter. In a speech, Jiangyin's Communist Party Committee's head of propaganda, Xu Dongqing, even announced democracy is good. However, Mr. Xu told me he wasn't referring to Western multi-party democracy as we know it.
The Communist Party is the ruling party, and other parties offer advice and suggestions. Under this system, we are trying to further use people's wisdoms and suggestions to help the government do better.
It's worth mentioning that Jiangyin is one of the richest places in China. Last year, its average urban disposable income was more than $11,000, 4 times higher than the national average. So how happy is happy Jiangyin? I asked Rob Willer, a University of California sociologist who visited the city, for his impressions.
We saw a lot of things that I think would be unambiguously positive. The construction of civic centers and senior centers reduced the levels of economic inequality. But, you know, we were also left with some questions. How hard is it to become a member of this city?
It's difficult to know if Jiangyin is a Potemkin village for show or if this high-profile project may give us a glimpse of what China might look like in the future. And as for knowing whether China really is happy, psychologists say that even defining happiness in a Chinese context is challenging, let alone measuring happiness here. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Beijing.